Hare Krishna. Here we are in Sridhar Mayapur. Arrived yesterday afternoon. And, we're just sort of settling in, unpacked, and did a short puja. We came from Mumbai. Flew from Mumbai very early in the morning, with Niranjan Swami Maharaj. And then drove, which was quite a pleasant drive, from Calcutta. And then we packed and sort of got settled in and took rest. It was it's very nice to be here. By comparison to when I was here earlier, the weather here, of course, is dry. Not raining, but it's still quite warm. It's warmer than Mumbai. Although at night it was surprisingly cool. It was cooler than it was usually there. And following now, the fall weather will be coming and will be very pleasant. We have Hungarian family next door who came here. Bhakti Devi, who's in charge of Lal and the book sales aspect of Lal publication, my books. She's there with her husband, Rasikananda, and her son, Dhanavir, who's going to Gurukul. And daughter Damayanti, who's going to the international school. And they're, seems like they're quite well settled in, adjusted to Indian life, Mayapur life. And they'll be here, I think, for a year. And I'll be here until the first week of December, although I'll be going now for the last week of Kartik to Braj, Vrindavan. This morning I was looking at parikrama of Indradumna Maharaj and devotees to Adi Badri, which is a place that I really want to go when I go there, because I've never really been there. I've written about it, read about it, but never been there. And discuss with Govinda Maharaj, that the two of us definitely go. We go to Braj, and then we'll be coming back here. When I go there, then Shambihari, who's with me now, he'll be replaced by Chandradoya Prabhu, who'll come back with me here to Mayapur, and he'll go on back to Hungary to prepare for the marathon. And although the original plan was that I would actually stay here now all the way through till the end of March, and in one sense it's a very appealing proposition, but my heart also wants to be back, participate to some degree in the marathon, at least be with the devotees and encourage them. And then there's the Sankirtan festival, and also some things to do and wind up being in the GBC meetings in the last 2 weeks. That was a lot, 2 weeks of meetings. I certainly felt the toll that it took on my health, or say my neurological condition, and just coming here and having a really good night's rest sure made a lot of difference in terms of how I feel. But anyway, right now I would say that I have a 95% chance that we'll go back and then come back again, go back for a month, come back again in the beginning of January. It's hard to balance these two things, the things that you really feel that you like to do and the things that you feel that you should do. Anyway, but more tomorrow and in the following days. I'm just finishing up with Radha Damodar, and I need to settle up a few renovation issues for Shanti Hari's room up there in one of the other apartments next to us over here. Hare Krishna, Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki Jai, Śrīla Pañca Tattva Ki Jai, Oya Pañca Tattva. Well, missed wonderful festivals, being able to celebrate wonderful festivals like Radhakun Prakat, and I'm going to miss Govardhan Puja in New Brajadam. I seem to always be missing it. Be going to see Radha Madhava and Pancha Tattva then, although yesterday we offered our obeisances to them, but obviously it was from a distance. And I'd like to be a little closer and see their lordships. So, although I plan to be sort of out of the way and involved in as little things as possible, at least no things, but so I'd like to actually see their lordships from up close. Anyway, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.